Hi, I'm Allison Haley. Welcome to the Consciously Curious podcast. I wholeheartedly believe in the transformative power of curiosity. Here at Consciously Curious, we will use curiosity as our guiding force in exploring the realms of spirituality, self-development, and wellness, and maybe a taboo topic or two. This will be a safe space to explore with childlike innocence and without judgment. So let's drop our biases and keep an open mind. And together we will embark on a journey to finding greater alignment, healing, and self-love. The mission here is to explore the ways in which our mind, body, and soul are all connected, and to be a beacon of light and support for those navigating their own conscious up-leveling, transformation, or personal evolution. I believe that when we do the work on ourselves, we not only feel more grounded within our authenticity, but also help to raise the heights of those around us and the collective. So, are you ready? Let's do this together. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. And welcome to Consciously Curious. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Consciously Curious podcast. I am your host, Allison Haley, and thank you guys for being here with me today. I am so excited about this episode. It's a bit of a different episode than I have done so far. It's kind of a Q&A episode with me. I shared in the last episode where we talked a lot about endings, about how I am going to be embarking on a very big, monumentous kind of ending in my own life, and that I would be sharing what that ending is in the final episode of the show. So here we are, and we are talking about the big ending, which I shared on Instagram last Sunday, I believe. And the big ending is that I am saying goodbye to our lives in England, and me, my fiance John, and our son Louis are moving back to the US where I am from. And if you are listening for the first time to this podcast because you follow me on Instagram and you know how deeply I love England and I love London and how it was just everything to me to get there, to live there and start a life there, then I'm sure you are very intrigued to hear the reasons behind the move and listen to some of the answers behind a lot of the questions that you sent in over on Instagram after I shared the news there last Sunday. And I don't know why, but it really surprised me how surprised all of you were by the news. I mean, honestly, we've moved so many times. I'm sure that really didn't surprise you because I had said that the place that we had been living this last year was definitely like a temporary place. It wasn't a forever home. It probably wouldn't be a place that we were going to be for very long. So I remember saying that a few different times. So I didn't think that you would be surprised that we were moving, but I don't know why. I think I was a little bit shocked by just how many of you were taken aback by us moving back to the States. And I guess I shouldn't really be shocked by it because I know how much you guys know I love England and London. And my love for the UK really started with London, but it definitely ventured into just loving nature and having easy access to nature and the countryside and the coziness of life there. And it really did teach me so much. I'm so grateful for our time there. I think for whatever reason, even though I know you guys know how much I love all of that, I think I was just surprised to see how many of you were surprised to see that we would move back. So we are already back. By the time you're listening to this, we'll have been in the US for almost a week. It is currently Sunday the 15th as I'm recording this. I was meant to record this episode like a day or two after I made the announcement on Instagram. But actually, the day that I posted that reel, we got some out of nowhere news that we just didn't see coming. And it really made me want to just fully use that time in Greece to just reset, be with John and Louis, and not only mourn the chapter of London as being closed, but also just mourn some additional news that I received that I wasn't expecting. And I'm really glad that I used that time for that. But then I also felt bad, of course, as a content creator sharing this massive news and then kind of leaving you guys hanging. But I'll be sharing everything over time so you kind of have a better understanding as to why there was a bit of a delay. Over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, life has just been so insane, so crazy. And so I thought that it would be fun to do a bit of a YouTube vlog series, somewhat like I did when I moved to the UK, where I recorded just like kind of like the weeks leading up to getting the visa and the week leading up to the move, just recording different things that were going on. And you guys really seem to love those. So that's what I've been doing over the last month, just recording like life and, you know, what we're doing for the move, but then also all the fun things that we've had going on during our last few weeks of our time in the UK, which I thought would be fun for me as well to look back at all of that because it literally was so nonstop. I'm actually so excited to sort through all of the footage and send everything off to my lovely video editor who will help me put everything together to share with you guys. So be sure to stay tuned to my YouTube channel. This is actually the first episode of the podcast that you can actually watch on YouTube. I'm not doing anything super special other than sitting and talking to you, but I have had every intention of getting these episodes up on YouTube because I think some people really like watching podcast episodes on YouTube. So this is the first one that will go live. And then over the course of the next few months, while me, John, and Louie get settled in the US, I'll be posting not only the moving series vlogs, but also the podcast episodes from season one. So if you don't really like listening to podcasts on the go, you'd prefer to watch them on YouTube, they'll be there over the course of the next few months. So be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, turn on the notification bell and all of that jazz. I will leave a link down below for you guys so that you have easy access to finding it. Okay, so I have been really honest about the insecurities that I have around my skin, particularly on my face. Growing up in Florida, I didn't always take the proper and necessary precautions in the sun, and I am certainly paying the price for it now. I have uneven skin tone, dark spots, and redness, and I feel like, gosh, after having Louie, it just got worse, and it feels like I'm fighting an uphill battle at this point. And, you know, of course, I do my best to be consistent with my skincare routine and apply SPF every day and all of that, but I have been like, okay, what else can I do? What else is out there that could be helpful? So I started exploring red light therapy. It's been something that I've been hearing about for a while, so a few months ago, I finally sat down to really figure out what all of the fuss is about, and I came across Current Body. So Current Body have been the leaders in the beauty tech space for over 14 years. Their mission is to source breakthrough, clinically proven technologies and bring them to users in the comfort of their own home. And when I tell you that that is exactly what I love about the product that I've been using, outside of the fact that it's also effective, I am not lying. It is so convenient to use. It only takes 10 minutes. And you can do it while doing a puzzle with your child or vacuuming your house. It's such a freaking luxury, I swear. So the product of theirs that I've been trying out is their LED light therapy mask. You can find quite a few of these masks on the market, but Current Body's is 31% more powerful, and it performed the best in independent testing, emitting the most precise, clinically proven wavelength out of the masks tested. The technology it uses is pretty incredible. There are 132 LED bulbs, 66 red and 66 near-infrared wavelengths, which are diffused with pillow technology, just making sure that it reaches the maximum skin coverage that it can. These are clinically proven wavelengths that reach up to 4 centimeters of skin tissue, which stimulate the cells within. And this, in turn, accelerates collagen production, it calms redness, boosts blood circulation, bringing oxygen to the cells, and improves and promotes a more even skin tone. And as for me, in terms of results, I've been seeing a brightening of my skin. I feel like my radiance is returning, which is certainly welcome after these first few years of motherhood, not gonna lie. But yeah, overall, I'm really, really loving my results. I'm starting to see a more balanced skin tone as well. But I think, like I said, what I love just as much is the convenience of it. You can wear it for 10 minutes. You don't even have to keep your eye on the clock. You push the button and the session is timed and it turns off on its own when it's done. It's been truly the easiest thing to integrate into my beauty routine. So if you've been wanting to try one for yourself, I'm so excited to share a discount code with you guys. And this is valid on any Current Body product. Simply head to the link in the show notes and enter Allison Haley. That's Allison Haley to enjoy 15% off your purchase. This offer is available to those of you in both the US and the UK. And again, just visit the direct link in the show notes and enter Allison Haley, Allison Haley at checkout to receive 15% off. All right, let's get into these questions because I feel like that's what you're here for anyway. I could keep rambling on and on in this intro, but the answers to these questions is really what you want to know. So without further ado, let's get started. You guys sent in so many good questions. And of course, we'll get into like the meat of the move here shortly. But I thought we would start with, where are you moving to? Because some of you have followed me for years, but some of you have only just recently started following. So I said in the blog post that we were going to be moving to Florida, but more specifically, we're going to be moving to Jacksonville, Florida. And that is where I'm from. And the second question that I thought would be a good piggyback to that one is, will you be close to your dad? And that was obviously from someone who has followed me for a long time and who knows that my dad is from Jacksonville, who has been living in Jacksonville for a long time. Well, actually, he lived in Palm Coast for a little while, a blip that he did. But now he's back in Jacksonville. So now that we are back in Jacksonville too, yes, we will be close to my dad. He lives at the beach and he will certainly be someone that we will be seeing regularly along with his fiance and her family. And yeah, we'll have a nice little family community super close together. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that. The next question is, are you not worried about how the US election will turn out? Why would you leave England for Florida? Are you sure you want to move back? I hear we're a hot mess. I lumped all these questions together and I kind of giggled a little bit at them. To be honest, I mean, yeah, the US is a hot mess. But honestly, so is England. And I feel like you can't really, I mean, I guess you certainly can make a judgment as to whether or not you want to live in a country based on its politics, its government. 100%, I totally empathize that a lot of people would like to experience living somewhere else, you know, based on those things that they're experiencing within their own country. I lumped all of these questions together because they're all asking the same question, right? But at the end of the day, like, I feel like while yes, in a lot of ways, I see headlines and I see some of the things happening in the US over the last few years and currently, and I shake my head, I'm like, oh gosh, it's just so unfortunate. You know, there are so many things that make me sad. And there are a lot of things that make me scared about the future. There are so many things that I would like to see evolve and change in a positive direction. But at the end of the day, you know, as much as I love England, England isn't perfect either. There are aspects of, you know, what they have in place there with their government, their politics, and the way they have, you know, their overall like structure set up there that I didn't love or that I would love to see changed in a way. And I think that that is likely the case in a lot of places. You know, you're never going to be fully satisfied anywhere you live. And I think that while there are so many things that I want to see evolve and change, and I wish that some things were different here in the US, I think that we still live in a country that certainly has a lot more freedom than other countries out there. So yeah, I mean, I love England and I love so, so many things about it. But, you know, I also love a lot of things about the US. And I think it's important to realize that there are pros and cons to both places. And while there are going to be a lot of things that I really miss about England, and there are going to be a lot of things that are disappointing to see within the US, and now especially like living in it again. But I think that there's also like sad and frustrating and disappointing things about living in England. So I don't really feel like at this point it's fair to say that I'm like better or worse off in either place, especially when you hear like the why behind our move. I think sometimes you really just kind of have to make lists and kind of figure out, you know, what means the most to you at this point in your life. Not that you can't evolve and not that you can't change and not that those things can't change. I actually think that you should be always trying to evolve and honor how you're evolving. But for us, staying in England meant that we were going to be facing a lot of frustrations and restrictions, and we had already been feeling that in certain ways. And so we don't know if this is going to end up being like the best decision overall, but we're really looking forward to seeing what this chapter and what this adventure has in store for us. Okay, let's get into all the questions pertaining to the why. There's the question of just why, big question mark, but then also what sparked it. There were a lot of you that were like, you fought so hard to move to London. It was your dream. Do you feel like you're giving it up? As an American who would die to live abroad, I can't believe you're moving back. It seemed so amazing. I'm so sad. I feel like you belong in the UK. Like, it's so you. Yeah, I agree. I did fight so hard to move there. I did want it so bad. It was my dream. It is still my dream to figure out a way for my professional life to flourish there, because I would love for our family to be there long term. So I guess let's like put those to the side about it being my dream. And I can talk a little bit about that in a minute. But mostly the why, and I guess what sparked it was really just feeling a little bit between John and I, like we couldn't get ourselves in a position where we felt like we were comfortable. We felt like we were able to provide for our family, but only just enough. And I know that so many of us have been there where we're like, wow, okay, if I could just get a little bit more in my savings account, if I could only just do this and I'd feel a little bit more comfortable, right? So I think that we felt a little bit like we couldn't provide for our family as much as we wanted to, and also put aside money for emergencies or for just like those extra special occasions that we really wanted to splurge on. We didn't have a lot of familial support in the area that we were in, which is totally fine. And I don't necessarily think that you need direct familial support to be comfortable when you have kids. If you need help, like we had amazing neighbors and friends that if we needed anything, like if we had an emergency and we needed them to watch Louis for a couple of hours, 1000% they would. But I think something that both John and I saw when we came back last year for Christmas was just how beautiful it was to see Louis really enjoying his time with his little cousins and with my dad and Karen, his fiance, my soon-to-be stepmom, who was lovely. And it really was just so sweet and special. And as I am someone who doesn't have my mom around, I know that life is so short and you don't know how much time you have. And so while there was a huge part of me that wanted to keep pushing and wanted to keep trying and wanted to keep seeing if I could make it work in the UK, there was also a part of me that was like, is this the right place for us right now? And while there was a huge part of me as the oldest daughter, super independent, don't need anybody else to help me, and I'm going to make my dreams happen, and it might not happen right away, but I'm going to figure it out. I really wanted to keep standing in that place, right? Of like, no, this is my dream. I love this place and I'm meant to be here. And so I'm going to see it through. There was just a bit of a bubbling up in me, like this place is always going to be here. And John is always going to be British. And what a gift it is that I have a person that I deeply love that also deeply loves the place that I deeply love. Life is full of chapters. It's full of seasons. It's full of adventure, right? So this place is always going to be here. We can always come back, but my dad isn't going to always be here. And there are a lot of really beautiful things to enjoy while he's here if we did move back. So I started to think that maybe this was a better place for us, at least right now. And that was really hard because, of course, all of those comments and those questions, I love that place. I love it so much. And I think the other big deciding factor was the fact that, like I just mentioned, my business didn't do very well there. But also, I changed so much as a person there, and I felt very different there. There's a lot of episodes within this first season of the podcast where I talk a lot about energy. Like energetically, I felt so different. I felt more insular. I didn't want to share as much, not because I wanted to hide anything, but more so I just felt really happy exploring all of these different topics and really expanding the lens through which I viewed spirituality and what's possible. I think the astrocartography episode that's in this season, I think it's episode 12 or 13 with Helena Woods, talks a lot about how with my particular birth chart and how it's laid out on the map, I have a huge Pluto / Scorpio energy along England. So this Pluto Scorpio energy is very private, mysterious, wants to get to the bottom of things, is all about depth and going deep with the people around you. And that's truly like the energy that I felt while I was there, which is why all of these topics really blow my mind, because I was trying so desperately to understand why I felt so different there than I did here. And so because of that, and because I was constantly searching for answers, I feel like I definitely didn't put myself out there as much as I had before. And I certainly wasn't putting a lot of the time and energy that I had throughout the week when Louis was in nursery to create content around the things that I still love, like style and fashion and travel and all of that. But yeah, I just think it was such a different place for me. And I think I really struggled to flourish there professionally. And that obviously started to take its toll after a while. And I was like, I can't keep doing this. I can't stay here and continue to be almost obsessive. That can be quite Scorpionic and Plutonian too. And no offense to Scorpios. My mom was a double Scorpio. She has Scorpio sun, Scorpio moon. I love Scorpios. But it's certainly a different energy than my Pisces sun, Virgo moon that I feel here in Florida, where I have my sun line and my Jupiter line really close. And again, like, listen to the astrocartography episode. I swear this makes a lot more sense when you understand a little bit more about astrology. But it basically is the idea that energetically you have a strong likelihood to feel very different in different places based on your birth information and all of that. So that's kind of what I'm talking about here. So over time, my business really started to suffer, and I started to not see as many partnerships come through. But that honestly started happening a while ago, even before I kind of wasn't really creating as much content. And so I really started to worry. And I was like, well, maybe I'm supposed to do something different. Maybe that what I built before is meant to die away, and I'm supposed to create something new and something different. And I still do feel like maybe that is what that season was trying to teach me. Like, you know, what you built before was great for then, but you're evolving and you're changing, and there's nothing wrong with that. And maybe there's going to be a new iteration for how I work and what I share. Although I think I'm always going to share style stuff because I just love it so much. I still do. I know it seemed like maybe I was over it for a while, but I still do love it. But because I've always had a huge deep interest in human behavior and personal development and all of those things, I love that kind of stuff. So I feel like that's why I kind of went into a hole with it, because it is so fascinating to me. But it certainly wasn't because I don't still love style or something. So yeah, I think that I definitely will evolve in how I show up and what I share. But I think what I started to think was, I don't know how I'm meant to evolve when it comes to my business, but I can't stay here with the way that I am, one, feeling energetically, and two, I can't keep hoping that the answer is just going to plop in front of me. I want to still show up in the way that I used to, and I also want to be able to lean on that and hopefully expand what I share and how I share with still being able to kind of do that. So I was like, I kind of feel like moving back would make the most sense, at least for now. I certainly do hope that in the future we do find ourselves in England again, because we love it so much. For me personally and professionally, I have to kind of figure out like how I could live there and be able to support myself. You know, I want to be able to work. I don't ever see myself not working. So that was the other big kind of deciding factor as well. I'm in a situation in a season where I'm feeling a little bit stumped. I'm feeling a little bit stagnant. I'm having a hard time finding my motivation in the way that I used to share myself and how I used to create content. And maybe moving back would allow me to feel a little bit more motivated and excited to share. But also, it would put me in a position where I could brainstorm different and new ways to serve you guys as a community. I hope all that made sense. I feel like I just like verbal diarrhea'd all over that answer. I didn't write anything down before I started recording. I just let everything fly and hope it all sounds good. So I hope all that made sense. But I guess to answer that question a little bit more concisely, like what sparked it? It was like professional, financial, and familial, right? Like lack of family support, struggled financially to feel like we felt comfortable or could save, and just really wanting to still lean on the business structure that I had put into place a long time ago, because I still love all of those things, but feeling a little bit like it was hard for me to get my feet out of the mud a bit, and also explore how I could grow and evolve the business to not rely so much on that business structure. Because to be honest, like as much as I love style and I love fashion and I love working with brands, I really want to evolve and grow what I share and the services that I can provide you guys in a way that really honors the fact that I don't shop as much for me personally. And a lot of style influencers, they share a lot of clothes and a lot of outfits and a lot of options because it really helps their business. But then at the end of the day, shopping that much, you end up accruing a lot of stuff. And that's just not really something that I want. I love to shop and I love creating a wardrobe that makes me feel confident, that makes it easy to get dressed and makes me feel classic and elevated and sophisticated. But at the same time, I don't think you need to be shopping all the time to achieve that. So it's like, how can I grow and evolve the services that I provide you guys while also respecting and valuing the shopping boundaries that I have for myself? And how can I be a good representation of that, if you will? So I'm really looking forward to, I guess, the comfortability of being back and being able to share things with you guys and work with brands maybe a little bit more easily than I could in the UK and have that support from a business perspective, but then also brainstorm and get creative about how I can do something new and different that could potentially make it easier for us to live literally anywhere. I hope that makes sense. I guess to speak a little bit to the questions about how I fought so hard to move to London. It was my dream. Like, do you feel like you're giving it up? There was one about being an American who would die to live abroad. I can't believe you're moving back. It seems so amazing. And then there was someone that was like, a few people have said this. I'm so sad. I feel like you belong in the UK. It's so you. I think for a long time, this was a really hard decision for me because I did feel like I was giving up, or I was basically shutting the door on London forever or the UK forever. To be honest, I love London so much, but if we moved back, I certainly would not live in London. I think over time, my love for the British countryside grew and I really saw us being more in that realm. I want to say, like, it is really amazing to move abroad. It is really amazing to see what life is like in a different place. And it really opened my eyes to some of the ways that I was really narrow-minded and some of the ways that I almost was a bit like hijacked from a mental perspective. And you really do grow so much when you live somewhere that you're not from. It's challenging for sure, but it's a privilege. And it's certainly one that helps you understand just how strong and how resilient you are. So yeah, it was really tough. But again, like I said earlier about John always being British, and he was probably my biggest cheerleader when it came to making this decision, because he was like, this is an adventure. This is going to be fun. Like, you have to kind of see it through the lens of glass half full. We can always come back. And just because this season didn't turn out the way you in your mind thought it was going to, you still gained so much. And you're going back to the States as a new person and with so many new skills and ways of viewing the world. And it's only up from here. You have to just kind of take what each season gifts you and move on to the next season, even if you're a bit resistant to the next season, and just see what it has in store for you. Because maybe you can't see it now, but maybe it has a lot of gifts that you wouldn't receive if you didn't embrace the new chapter. So that's what I'm really trying to do. And I really, really appreciate him so much because, for so many reasons, but especially with this, because there were so many emotions tied to it. I think that that was one of the hardest things, is being a bit confused, like, why? And I think we spoke a little bit to this in some of the episodes about intuition in this season of, but I felt so drawn to the UK. Like, I guess I wanted it all, right? I got so much out of my time in the UK. Before moving, I met John, and that was so serendipitous. And then moving in with John, when I finally got my visa, we had Louis and we started our family. And those are such beautiful gifts. And I'm totally not naive to those gifts. But because I love working and I love what I do, I think that it was hard for me to see the beauty of that chapter. Because in my mind, doing well professionally means that I'm winning at life. I've always felt a bit like the black sheep in a way, because I think I have so many incredible friends in my life as women who have really just looked so forward to meeting their person and getting married and having a child and running a home. And I love that so much because it's a lot of work. And I obviously have a partner and having a child and running a home, like, it is a full-time job. And so I don't look down on that at all, but I also feel like while that is something that I've always wanted, I really love working and I always have. And I've always really wanted to build something and do things that I love and that I'm proud of. And I think that that was something that I felt so lucky to find when I realized that I could create a business out of this fun passion that I was just sharing on Instagram just because I had fun with it. Like, my blog was just something that I wrote in because it was fun. I shared style things because I thought it was fun. And it was just like that like fun, girly outward expression of me. And I never, ever thought that it could be a job, but I've had so much fun working in this way. And so I just was like, oh, I think in my mind, I was just telling myself that it was the season in London or the season in the UK was only successful if I got all of those things. Whereas I got my person and I got this beautiful baby and I didn't get the successful, thriving professional career where I was invited to events and I was connected to different PRs and brands and all the things that I really tied my, I don't know if I tied my worth to it, but I did feel really sad because I think I missed it so much and I wanted it so bad. So I was a bit bummed about that, certainly. But at the same time, like John was saying, it's like, you just never know. Like you just never know why maybe we're being pulled to Florida right now. It could mean that we go to Florida for a while and some crazy things happen and then we end up moving back to the UK and then you get all of those things eventually. Like you can't ever really question it because you don't know how life is going to unfold. The only thing that you can do and that you should do is just trust. So that's what I'm leaning on. As much as, yes, it is amazing to live abroad. Yes, I love London and I'm so proud of myself for making that happen. I'm so grateful for all the things that I did get in that season. I think I really needed to grieve and work through some of the ways that I was really, really thirsty for and hungry to be successful, but also to be seen as successful in the UK. I think for a while I felt like, oh, people are going to be like, oh, wow, she failed at that, you know, or oh, it didn't work out for her. That stinks for her. I don't know. I think I really wanted to prove that that was my place. So it has been a bit of a bummer in that regard and something that I've really had to kind of grieve and work through. And even actually leaving, like I knew it was going to be super, super hard. And so this past week, I think I really needed to kind of work through some of those emotions as well. So I hope that that kind of sheds a lot of light on that side of it. And I hope that all of that makes sense. I think I'm really nervous to share the why because I also don't have the written, like what I would write if I wrote it all out. And I feel like every piece of my answer is well thought out and everything, but I'm just going to trust that all of this lands and makes sense. The next question, what will be the hardest part of leaving your beloved England? Do you think you'll go back and visit often? The hardest part, I think the hardest part is maybe a little bit of what I was saying before, like a little bit of leaving your dream behind. There's always a chance that we won't ever go back. Who knows how this chapter is going to unfold? Like maybe I find that I actually really want to stay, or John ends up doing something that he really, really loves and he wants to stay. Maybe the only reason why I fell in love with London and felt so called there was to find John and have Louis and for me to bring them back. Like I've also thought that too. Like you never really know. And I think that that sometimes bites me in the butt because I want to know the why so bad. But yeah, I think the hardest part is like maybe leaving that dream. I love England and I dream and I can see it so clearly. It, like a house and it looks a very particular way and it's in the countryside. And that is what I want so bad with like easy links into London. And I want that. And I think that's the hardest part is leaving that behind, knowing that there's a potential to never go back fully. Do we think that we'll go back and visit often? Yes, I do think we will. I mean, obviously, John's mom is over in England. She's not in London, but she is down in Cornwall. So we'll certainly go back and visit her and John's sister. We have a lot of friends that we love in England and London, and we love the UK. So we'll definitely go back and visit. I don't know necessarily when, like how soon we'll go back, being that we just moved. I think we really want to get ourselves settled. I think that there are some restrictions to John going back until we get a few things organized and submitted for his visa. But yeah, I definitely think that we'll always go back and visit. And I think what I would love, and I've said this to John, I would love if we could spend summers in England because it gets so hot in Florida in the summer. So I don't know if we'll be able to get ourselves to a position where we can do that. But I think that would be our ideal hope that we could go back in the summers and spend a good chunk of time there to kind of reorient Louis to England and his roots and for us to enjoy the UK because we both love it so much. One of the biggest things that has come up for me over the last couple of years is just how healing nature can be. We are so conditioned to think that the pharmacy shelves are where we need to go to find the best medicine, but actually, it can often be found underneath our feet or growing in the garden. As you all know, my mental and physical health have taken a bit of a beating over the last few years. So since she's called Mother Nature, after all, I've decided to start slowly looking to her for more natural remedies for just about everything. It's a process that will take time, but thankfully, I was able to find a skincare brand that aligns perfectly with these new values of mine pretty quickly. Osea Malibu is a women-owned, clean, clinically proven skincare company based out of California, rooted in over 100 years of multi-generational female wisdom and a belief in the healing power of nature. They have been sustainable from the start, measuring every decision and product that is made against the environmental impact it makes on our planet and collective well-being. Moreover, they are vegan, cruelty-free, climate-neutral, and ocean-positive. I mean, really? Can they do any wrong? I think not. Their product's main ingredient is Endaria algae, which is a brown seaweed rich in nutrients like sodium, iron, potassium, calcium, and vitamins B1, B2, B3, B6, and B12. All the other ingredients are plant-based, ensuring you're getting the most natural formulations to tackle issues like dryness, redness, and wrinkles. Two of my personal favorite products are their Endaria algae body butter and body oil. They are their bestsellers, and you can buy them together or separate, but you certainly get more value for your money when you buy them as a set. Both of these products are clinically proven to provide an improvement in skin elasticity, deliver deep moisturization, and provide 72 hours of hydration, not to mention they are fast-absorbing and never greasy. So, if you're ready to make the swap to clean skincare, head to the link in the show notes or on our website, consciouslycuriouspodcast.com, and enter AllisonHaley10 to receive 10% off your order at Osea Malibu. Again, you can find the link in the show notes and you'll receive 10% off your order regardless of what product you snag when you enter AllisonHaley10, that's AllisonHaley10, at checkout. The next question, do you think you'll ever move back? I think I've kind of talked a little bit about this already. I would love to. I think both John and I would both love to, but yeah, we'll just have to see what happens. And if you did move back to the UK, would it be easier for you since you lived there before? And what happens to the visa that you were currently on in the UK? So it would be easier in the sense that, like, John and I, we will eventually get married and he's my partner and we've been together for so long. So that will certainly be easy to get a visa because we're in a legitimate relationship. We have a child. And then what happens to my visa? It's just going to lapse. It will expire in December. And yeah, so I'll have to apply for a new one if we did ever move back. And then how does John feel about the move? Has he ever lived in the US? Was it easy for him to get a visa or difficult like it was for you? John is so excited. He was actually the one that really pushed for this. I think I felt so resistant to it. I had my heels in the ground for a very long time about it. But he is certainly pumped. He lived in Australia for a long time. We're actually not, maybe like 2 or 3 years, I think, back in like 2013, I think. And he loved that. And so he is always down to kind of try something new and different. And he loved what he did in the UK. He did like construction sales. So if somebody wanted to extend their home or do like an add-on to their home, he would kind of suss out what they need and design it. And he really loved that, but he did it for 10 years. So he was like, you know, I feel like I've done this. It's been fun, but I would actually like love to go on a new adventure and see what I find and all of that. So yeah, he's really pumped. He's never lived in the US before. He's already a bit overwhelmed by the number of cereal options that there are at Publix. But he is certainly excited about all that there is to see and explore and get to know about life here in the US. So yeah, and was it easy for him to get a visa? The visa process took longer than it did for me to get a visa in the UK. The longest part about me getting a visa in the UK was just getting all my paperwork together because there was so much paperwork that was needed at first for my initial visa. But John's visa was actually quite straightforward. It just took a long processing time. I think we started the process in March of 2023, and he technically got his visa in May. It was meant to be like a 2-year process. It ended up being shorter than that, but the processing time for visas in the US is much, much longer. Whereas like after I submitted my paperwork in the UK for my visa, I paid for an expedited decision and I found out within 5 days. And then when I did a partner visa with John, I found out the next day. So it's just a lot quicker in the UK than it is in the US. And then questions about John's work. What will he do for work? Will he be able to do the same job remotely? No, John is not doing the same job that he did in the UK. And it is still to be seen what he will end up doing. He has a few different leads and different options and things that he's considering. So I will keep you guys posted when I know more. And then will it be hard to move back to the US as it was to the UK? Do you ship everything? I literally moved to the UK with like 4 suitcases. And then I think I shipped a few boxes over. But we obviously as a family have more stuff. We didn't move any furniture except for Louis's glider and a French cabinet that we got at an antique store. And then other than that, we just had like boxes, suitcases, and plastic containers full of holiday decor and stuff. So we did end up getting a container, and that should arrive at some point in the next couple of months. So we are really only living with what we could pack in a suitcase because we only brought one suitcase for me, one suitcase for John, and then a small carry-on suitcase for Louis to go to Greece. I did ship 3 boxes and 2 large and 1 small suitcase via a company called mybaggage.com, and that arrived within 4 to 5 days. So I do have a few extra things because of that. But yeah, other than that, we got a container and that should take about 7 to 12 weeks to arrive. And then what about fish and chips? Of course, last but not least. Yep, I moved them secretly in August and I used a company that I cannot wait to share with you guys. They are incredible and I'll be sharing more on Instagram very soon. And I'll also be sharing some YouTube content and YouTube info on that company coming up very soon. So be sure, like I said, to subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow me on Instagram if you don't already, Allison_Haley. That'll be linked down below. But yeah, those are all the questions that you guys sent in. I think there were more, but that's kind of like the gist. I hope that that kind of clears up a lot of your curiosities about everything. It feels weird being back, but also nice. Like my dad was so helpful to us when we got into the house and, you know, was doing like little bits here and there to fix different things that needed fixing. And we got caught up on sleep. He and Karen took Louis yesterday so that John and I could run some errands, and we still have so many errands. We need to get like health insurance and John a phone number and our bank accounts figured out and all the things. But I feel like that's kind of like the fun and exciting part of the move. So yeah, again, be sure to follow YouTube because we'll be sharing the house. We'll be sharing how we're going to decorate and how we're going to make it our own and all the things. So I'm really excited to share more with you guys on YouTube. And I think that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you if you have listened to any episode of season 1 of Consciously Curious with Allison Haley throughout the last few months. It has meant so much to me. It's definitely something that I'm looking forward to pouring into coming up in the next few months, getting season 2 ready. If you have any topic suggestions, if you have any guest suggestions, please do not hesitate to reach out to me either on my personal Instagram, Allison_Haley, or the podcast Instagram, which is at Consciously Curious Podcast on Instagram. And I'm all ears. I can't wait to bring you guys season 2. So thank you so much for listening today, you guys, and I will see you soon. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Consciously Curious Podcast with Allison Haley. If you enjoyed it, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. While listening to the episodes is incredibly valuable, actually subscribing to the show is the best way to support it and get it in front of more people. Everything mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes below or on our website, consciouslycuriouspodcast.com. You can find me, Haley, over on Instagram at Allison_Haley. So come follow along and be sure to say hi. I'd love to see what clips from the episodes you've been loving, so be sure to share them on your stories and tag me. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. I really appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.